Dexter Williams on the NFL. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
How many times must a man turn near? whatever you need,
God got it.
God got it.
God got
it. If you need a friend,
God got it.
God got it.
God got it.
Whatever you need,
God got it.
God got it.
God got it.
He got the cattle on a thousand hills.
God got it.
He got the corn out in the fields.
God got it.
He got the clothes on your back.
God
got it. He even got the keys.
He's coming soon.
Y'all better be ready.
You better.
Everywhere. Of Jesus Christ. to Damascus to beat up on the saints. When he got to the outer sketch of town, there was a bright light shining all around him. And Saul fell to the earth. He heard a voice and Saul, why persecute thou me? Saul said, who art thou, Lord? The voice said, I'm Jesus, whom you persecute. Saul said, what will you have me to do? Jesus told Saul, get on up, get on up, get on up.
Get on up.
Oh, go on your way, Saul.
Go on your way.
Go on your way.
Get on up.
That will be told to you what you must do for my sake and the gospel. Saul went on the town, couldn't see, but he went preaching. Preaching the gospel, and these are the words he said. I'm not ashamed. Oh no, 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 no. I'm not ashamed. Kept on saying it, you all. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. Of the gospel
of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord,
but
God Almighty. After that, Saul's name was changed to Paul. He went on up to Damascus to meet with the other apostles and all God's disciples. When he got there, Peter and them didn't know that Saul's name had been changed to Paul. They didn't know that he was born again, that he had been saved and baptized in the name of Jesus. He was filled with the Holy Ghost and began to preach Jesus' gospel. He was telling men and women everywhere he went, he was telling men and women that I'm not ashamed. Tell everybody, I'm not ashamed.
I'm not
ashamed. I'll preach it in the synagogue. I'll preach it on the ships. Everywhere I go, I will preach it. I'm not ashamed now. Listen, friend. One day, he called me to preach his word. A few minutes, I was a little bit ashamed of my girlfriend, but I found out a girlfriend can't get me there. I had to lay all that aside and stand up and preach God's gospel. It is one thing to preach it, but it's another thing to live it. You got to preach it, preachers, then you got to live what you preach about. And I want the world to know that I've been saved and sanctified. And I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed today of the gospel. No, 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 no. Of Jesus, of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus Christ. When I was a boy, I didn't have the things other little boys had. But mama told me, don't worry. This is what she said. It won't be this way always. It won't be this way always. You keep looking up and you keep the faith. It won't be
looking up, and you keep the faith. It won't be this way always. I remember having to get up to go to school in the morning. Sometimes I didn't have sufficient clothes to go on my back. Shoes had holes in the bottom. I had to put cardboard in the bottom of my shoes to keep my little feet from touching the ground. Sometimes I didn't have a good lunch to take to school. A lot of times I would go to school and be hungry all day long. But my mother told me, she said, don't worry about it, son. Jesus, he's gonna look out for you in your lifetime. And then she told me these words. She said, you keep looking up, and you keep the faith. It won't be this way always. Christmas time. I remember one Christmas morning, I was hoping Santa Claus would bring me some toys to play with. But all I had was a comb and a little brush. Mama told me, she said, I didn't have the money to pay Santa Claus. I remember walking around the house with my head hanging down. My grandmother called me, she said, June, she said, don't worry. Don't worry, son, don't worry. She told me this, she said, it won't be this way always. Oh, it won't be this way always. Both of them told me this, she said, you keep looking up, and you keep the faith. It won't be this way always. That girl, my mama that is sleeping in her grave. But it's a strange thing to me how she was able to look down the line and see my life. I wish Mama were here right now. I wish my mother and my grandmother could just see how good God have already been to me. How he blessed me to have sufficient clothes to wear. How he already blessed me to have a roof to go over my head. But I never forget, you told me so many times, don't worry, son. She said this, she said, it won't be this way always. I never will forget it. Seemed like it was only yesterday. It won't be this way always. She told me these words, she said, you keep looking up. She said, keep the faith. You keep the faith. Won't be this way always.
That's the way on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo. baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
All with real Christian.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
My sweet Lord.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God.
You said you would.
I know you have all power in your hand. I know there are more mannequins in the hem of your garment than they have in all of the drugstores all over the world. And I know you're able, Lord, to heal right now. You don't have to come in person. All you've got to do, Jesus, is say the word, and it'll be done. Say it.
life to get me down. I know your love, I know your love is all around. You stood by me through the thick and thin, and with you, Lord, I know I can win, yeah. You gave me my family and they're doing well, doing well. That's not the only story you gave me to tell. How you saved me, Lord, for the world to see. That you do for them, Jesus, what you done for me.
Lord, I praise you for what you done for me.
You've been
good. Thank you, Lord.
Well, well.
You've been so good.
Lord, I praise you.
I praise you.
How you set me free.
You set me free.
You've been good.
Thank you.
They said, go sing my gospel, I'll help you carry on. From a little child raised on a field, when I look where I am, Jesus, Lord, it's so unreal.
Lord, I praise you.
Praise you. My father,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been so good.
Really, really been good.
Thank you
for my ups and all my downs.
Thank you.
All my changes and turn around.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been so good.
A cold and cloudy day. Said he was going to prepare a place for you and I. And at the close of the last long day, you were here, came Jesus said. You
the enterprise work you done.
Up on time, I had my health and strength, and I was close.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Catch the wave from the NFI Studios live in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave!
Well, what you say.
You got
to do.
You gotta roll with it.
Just what you say.
Just relax.
In order to have true future. And I give your name the praise. I exalt thee, O Lord, for thy marvelous ways.
And for all of my days, I'll give you the praise. I exalt thee.
I exalt thee, O Lord. And I give my best to you. I exalt thee, O Lord, 'cause you know just what to do.
Thank you.
church doing testimony service. And old mother stood up and said, children, I got something to say. As I look around and see how things are now and how things used to be, that lets me know we're living in the last days. Used to be a time, y'all, we could leave our homes and didn't have to lock our doors. Nowadays we have to lock ourselves in and lock ourselves out. Bars on the windows and bars on the doors. I tell you, we're living in the last days. Oh, we're living in the last days. Used to be a time, y'all, children were obedient to their parents, and everybody grown in the neighborhood was your children's parents. Now you speak to your child, and you get nothing but disrespect. I tell you, we're living in the last days. We're living in the last days. You know there's fathers against sons, mothers against daughters, wars and rumors of wars. Drugs have taken over our streets. My advice to you today is get off the drugs and get on God. Yes, yes. I tell you, we're living in the last days. We're living in the last days. Oh, oh. We're living in the last days. Oh.
We're living in the
sets the way on the end of life. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Praise ye the Lord, for he's worthy to be praised.
what you did for me. I really love what you did for me. What you did for me, way back away. Way back away at Calvary, when I came into this world, born in sin, you were
everyone finds themselves in this particular situation when God is silent. I don't know about you, my brother or my sister. God speaks to me when I'm on the top of the mountain, but somehow he gets quiet when I'm in the valley. Am I talking to someone out there? It seems like in my brokenness, in my unfulfilled dreams, in the midst of my pain, in the midst of my struggle, in the midst of major decisions that are coming to my life, I'm praying and I'm praying and I'm praying, and yet even for the bishop, God, he's not talking, he's not speaking, he gets silent. And I'm trying to figure out, why is he giving me more time to pray? You know, when I found out one thing, I found out in my brokenness that God will remake my dream before he fulfills it. Did you hear that? And in the midst of that, he's not talking, he's not speaking, he's silent. But he's giving me more time to pray, but I'm becoming confused. He's silent. Have you ever packed your bags spiritually for Hawaii and found out that you ended up in Iceland? Confused, broken, lonely, alone. Oh God, why won't you speak to me? Silence. Silence. More time, more time, more time to pray. Well, God, I don't need you to listen to me. I need you to do something. I need you to fix this situation. I need you to help me in my home. I need you to give me a breakthrough in my finance. God, I'm struggling now. I'm dying. Can't you understand? Speak to me. More time. More time. More time to pray. Could it be that God wants us to get the understanding that he's already fixed our situation even before we got into the situation. Can you imagine? Before the foundations of the earth, he created us. And he knew everything that we would experience before we would experience it. Even our sins, even our troubles, God already predicted and already fixed our way of escape, our time of delivery. He's giving us more time, and I want you to hear this because I finally figured out in my own struggle why he's giving us more time. I guess he wants us to rise like the Hebrew boys who were being thrown into the fiery furnace, and they said, my God is able to deliver us from this fire. But if he doesn't, he's still God. Isn't it amazing that many of us are really reaching for God's presence instead of his presence? And I believe the reason why God is giving us more time to pray is because he wants us to mature, to trust him in such a way that we don't have to give him a report of our situation. He just wants us to stand and bow down and prostrate ourselves in his presence, just to love him, just to trust him, just to know that he is God, just to know that he is King, just to know that he is Lord of Lords, just to know that he is a comforter, just to know he is the same God that you have on the top of the mountain. He is the same God, even in the valleys of our life. And he's already got our situations taken care of. Can we just enjoy the silence and love his presence? He's listening. He's listening to us to see, regardless of our lot in the kingdom and whatever we have to go through, will we still love him? He's listening. Enjoy his presence. He's listening. He's listening. Love on him. He is listening.
See, my God is a God you can't. thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord. He shall speak. He has to speak. He will speak. Love the Lord. Honor his presence. It's already settled.
Yes, sir.
On earth and in heaven.
God will. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. And certainly you have a front row seat to various groups and concert. Today's features, one and only, as you just heard, Dottie People. And right before her was Slim and the Supreme Angels. Coming up next will be Luther Barnes and the Sunset Jubilees, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Certainly, we are so grateful that you're locked in with us. We are on 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So tell a friend, tell a neighbor that the NFI Radio Gospel Network is on the air. It's the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI. Now, we're going to take a short pause for the calls, and when we come back, it's Luther Barnes and the Sunset Jubilees in concert.
Thank you, Carl Church. This is Chris.
Yeah, who's y'all pastor?
Who is our winner?
Who's y'all pastor?
This is Church of Chicken.
This ain't the church?
No.
What's your name, baby?
Huh?
What church is this?
This is Church of Chicken. This is a restaurant, man.
Oh, y'all don't have prayer service?
No, this is Church's Chicken, a restaurant, man. You guys are on churches.
Oh, well, what time is y'all service?
Man, yeah, this is not church. This is not church. This is Church's Chicken.
Well, it say church?
Yeah, church? It's Church's Chicken.
Well, don't the chicken belong to the church?
No, ma'am.
Well, what time y'all open?
What time we open? We open at 10:30.
So y'all start like at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, we start serving chicken at 10:30, ma'am.
Well, what about Sunday school?
Ma'am, this is not a church.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Chris.
Well, have you been born again?
Huh?
Let me pray for you, bow your head. Lord, help Chris, Lord, it is. Well, down and fried the chicken in your name, Lord, with mashed potatoes and okra and corn and all that stuff they be serving, and that they get 10% of it to you, amen. Well, we'll be up there, me and all my members here. Yeah.
Okay.
Praise God.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Don't you
Jesus came. Jesus to blame. And I hope that you can stay along with me. Praise God, I'm free. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm free.
This shield came to my life. Praise
I want to sing for you right now. Well, I know you've heard this message so many times in your life, but I feel that this message is much needed today. For as long as people are having hard times, and as long as people are having problems, they will always need to hear these words. Let me tell you this right here. You've got to hold on, 'cause it's gonna be alright. You've got to hold on, 'cause it's gonna be alright. You've got to hold on, 'cause it's gonna be alright. Because God's got a blessing waiting for you. God's got a blessing, and it's waiting for you. It's gonna be all right, y'all. Thank you, love. I'd like to speak to all the single parents today, whether you be man or woman. I'm sure it's hard trying to raise a family by yourself. I just want to encourage you. You've got to hold on, 'cause it's gonna be all right.
God's got a blessing. that you could do. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. You applauded for the rest. Now it's your time to be blessed. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. And you've done all,
you've done all
you could do.
You could do.
And for your faithfulness,
and for your faithfulness, it's your time.
You applauded
for the rest.
Now it's your you held on, and you were strong, and for your faithfulness, it's your time. You encouraged everyone else when you needed it for yourself. That for your faithfulness, it's your time. You waited and waited.
You have waited
for so long.
But
you held on.
You held on.
You were strong.
You were strong.
And for your dedicated to all of you who have been working in the vineyard for the Lord for what seems like a lifetime. You have dreamed and you've worked towards things that you wanted to accomplish for yourself. But somehow your biggest goals always seem to be just out of your reach. But the Lord told me to tell you that He knows who you are. Yes, He's seen your work and He's also seen your tears. And He wants you to know today that you're not forgotten. He's here to reward you for all your faithfulness. For He said in His word that if you would delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, not only will He give you what you need, but He promised to give you whatever you want. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Hang in there. And prepare yourself for your blessing. It's your time now. You waited and waited. You waited for so long. But you held on. You were strong. And for your faithfulness.
For your faithfulness.
Because you hung in there when times got hard.
For your faithfulness.
And when it seemed like nobody cared, you kept right on working. You kept right on doing good things. And for your faithfulness.
For your faithfulness.
For your
faithfulness.
For your
faithfulness.
It's your time. It's your time. Thank you, Jesus.
have heard the joyful sound.
Jesus saves.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus saves.
Spread the tidings all around. Yeah.
Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
We have heard the joyful sound.
We're singing to the whole nation today. Hallelujah.